In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. This Father's Day, we look at St. Peter. And St. Peter is given the title of Pope or Papa, Father of the entire church. And he was called by our Lord himself. He was a fisherman. But our Lord wanted something more from him. And he says, from henceforth, thou will be a fisherman of men. You will catch souls for the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of God, rather than just mere fish to feed men's bodies. And it reminds me of a story of Pope Leo XIII. He was about 200 years ago. He was a young man before he was ever a priest. A nobleman dressed in fine clothes, he's walking through the streets of Italy, and he sees an old woman. Her clothes are tattered, her face is sunken in, she's very hungry, she has no money for food or clothing, she is all alone in the world, and this young nobleman approaches the woman, says a few kind words to her, and empties out his pockets. He gives her all the money he has. And this old woman says that she is very grateful and she will now say her rosary every day that this young man would become a priest. And it so happened that this man did eventually become a priest, but not only a priest. He later became Pope Leo XIII. This old woman's prayers were not only answered, but she was given more than she asked. And I can point to so many occasions throughout history when our prayers are not only granted, but we're given more than we were ever asked for. And I think so many in the world, they look at priests, they look at religious and say, what a waste of a life. What a waste that someone should lock themselves away and serve God. And I silently smile to myself and say, you poor, ignorant person, you don't have a clue. From the convent looking out, I look at so many people and think, what a waste of their life. What a waste of their life. They're like St. Peter catching fish. They're going fishing, they fish all night, and what do they have to show for it? We've caught nothing, Lord. We've been fishing all night. You go off to work and you work all day, week after week, month after month, year after year. What do you have to show for it? We've been laboring all this time, Lord. All I got to show for it is a roof over my head. And I'm not starving. But when St. Peter obeys our Lord, he catches more fish than his net can hold. He catches more fish than his boat can hold, more fish than two boats can hold, so that they're at the point of sinking. And it's not until after this that he realizes that he's in the presence of God. And it is not until our Lord tells him, St. Peter, or Simon Peter, God wants something more from you. What a waste of your life to spend here on this ship, going out in this boat and catching fish. I want you to catch souls. This is the grand life. This is what is important. And this is what we need to encourage our young people to pursue, the service of God, not the service of the world. Oh, it might be interesting to be a fireman, a policeman, a doctor, a lawyer, all these grand things in the world. But in the ultimate analysis, what good is it? How much success is there in all of these vocations? What a waste of a life. You're pursuing the things of this world. And yes, God gives you the things of this world that you're pursuing. But there's something greater, something better. Even if you were to acquire all the things in this world, what good is it if you lose your eternal soul? It is nothing. And so I suggest that we pray that more young people will realize the vanity of the world, the emptiness of the world, and will answer the call to follow God in the priesthood, in the religious life. And you ask, well, how will I know if I've been called to the religious life? How will I know if my children have been called? And I say, that's a good question, because we don't want to push our children into a vocation God isn't calling them to. As a matter of fact, God does want some people in the world to continue the economics, the material aspects of the things of this world. We still need people to marry and have children. But we need, more importantly, those who are going to turn away from the world and turn to God. Those who are going to hear the voice of God in their heart and say, I want to follow God. I want something more. I want something better. I don't want to be a fisherman laboring all night and catching nothing. I want to labor my life and catch souls for heaven. I want to go to heaven and spend eternity with God. So will God come and show us in a big revelation, a big flash of light, and speak out of the clouds, this is what I want you to do? Are we waiting for some dream? God doesn't normally work that way. There are occasions that he'll knock St. Paul off his horse and say, what are you doing? But most of the time, he speaks to us silently in the depths of our hearts, and he calls us from within. Well, how will I know if he's calling me? How will I know if he's speaking to me? I am just a sinful man. What do I know? Well, it's pretty simple. To have a vocation to the religious life, to the priesthood, there's really only three things that are necessary. Ask yourself these simple three questions. The first one, do I have average health? I can't become a priest or enter this religious life, the seminary, become a priest if I'm sickly. You don't have to be 100% healthy, but if you require a lot of attention and care for your health, you're in no condition to be serving others. You can offer your suffering, your sacrifices, but that's pretty much, if you don't have normal health, you don't have a vocation to the religious life. Second question, do I have average intelligence? You don't have to be a genius. You just have to be able to deal with the normal things of this world. Can you get through 12 years of school? Pass those grades? If you can do that, you can become a priest. You can become a religious. And now, for the most important question. If I have good health, good intelligence, what's next is my will. My reason. Why do I want to become a priest? Why do I want to become a religious? And my children's book that I was reading from this morning makes it very clear. If I want to become a priest because I like the look of wearing a beretta, that's the wrong reason. If I want to become a religious because I look cute in a habit, or because I was chosen to play Mary in the Christmas play, that's not a good enough reason. But if I can say truly and honestly in the depths of my soul, I want to love and serve God. I want to labor for the salvation of souls. I want to be like St. Peter, a fisher of souls. I want to serve God in filling heaven with souls that love him, souls that serve him. I want to be one of those fishers of men, because this is how much I love God. Then I can say, you probably have a vocation. Pursue it. Don't neglect it. Don't turn away from it. Don't dismiss it. But hear the voice of God and answer it. And we can find lots of reasons. We can fall on our knees like St. Peter and say, depart from me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man. Our sins are nothing to God. He can forgive them. Our inability is nothing to God. He can fill every one of our voids. He can turn a few loaves of bread and fishes into enough to fill multitudes of bodies, to feed them all. He can make the sun to rise, the rain to fall, the grass to grow. He can do all these things, and he has done them, and he continues to do them. He draws everything forth from nothing. He can fill up my soul. He can make me worthy. He can transform me. But I have to want it. God will not force me against my will. He wants me to love him. He invites. He doesn't command us. He invites us. You want to be my disciple? Come follow me. You want to go to heaven? Come follow me. You don't want to be my disciple? You don't want to go to heaven? Then go away, don't follow me. I'm on my way to the Father in heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to eternal happiness. If you don't want that, don't follow me. Follow somebody else. If you don't want to go where I'm going, don't follow me. But I think if we are honest, we all want to go to heaven. We all want to please the Father in heaven. And it's pretty simple. We just need to follow Christ. But instead, we're following the world. We're following the fishermen in this world who labor all night and catch nothing, who work and study and pursue a vocation and end up with a huge student debt that will take them the rest of their working life to pay off. For what? I say there's something better. Let us follow Christ. Let us pray for vocations. Vocations that will answer God's call and that will go forth and transform this world in a supernatural, in a spiritual manner. We've got enough of the material things of this world. We excel in this country more than so many other countries throughout the world. We have been abundantly blessed with material things because we have pursued material things. God has given them to us. We pray for material things and God gives them to us. But I suggest that we are severely lacking in the spiritual gifts, the spiritual treasures. We have physical fathers, and we celebrate the physical fatherhood today. But what I think is sorely lacking are spiritual fathers who will lead us to God, who will fill our baskets to overflowing, not so much with the fishes, the material things, but to fill our soul. And so I ask you to pray once again for vocations, to pray for our priests, our spiritual fathers, to pray for religious, both male and female, that God will bless us and send us true fishers of men. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendet super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.